Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Michelle, we're on Her Radio, our show right now, and guess what we have? Passion and purpose, right?
I love it. And who doesn't want passion and purpose in their life, right? Everybody.
Well, that's why you and I are showing up to do our thing. And but you know something? You know from your work with Empower Her and, you know, our wonderful work together dealing with women and women's issues, that so many women out there are struggling with this issue of finding passion and purpose.
Right.
Kind of that reason to kind of roll out of bed in the morning and feel good about yourself. And the great news is we have Dr. Jane Symington, who is a speaker, author, educator, and therapist, who's going to help walk us through 5 ways to live with passion and purpose. First, welcome, Dr. Symington, and we understand you have a book, too, called Through Soul's Eyes, and I know that you'll draw upon that as you help us understand the 5 ways to live with passion and purpose. So let's start in. What's one way?
It's a time when we really need to test and take a look at what it is we really want in life. So the first way is to really identify our gifts. And I like to ask people to externalize them. And sometimes the best way is to do something like a collage. Go through some magazines and pick out everything that just seems to be what you want in life, because you're probably picking out what soul is encouraging you to look at.
I think women, you know, get lost with regard to passion and purpose. I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I know Michelle and I have talked about this a lot, and that is that, you know, women sometimes think their purpose in life is to care for everyone else. Their own purpose gets lost in that. And it may be one of the purposes, but I think that some of their other passions and meanings in life get swallowed up in the day-to-day caregiving and giving of themselves. What do you think about that?
I absolutely agree with you. To live with passion, we need to be fully alive and excited about every moment. Passion is an energy for living, and it's about being purposeful. What is my mission? What did I really come in here for? It may be part of raising children, supporting a husband, but often, especially after trauma or difficult experience, we have this sense of urgency that there's something yet that I haven't accomplished. And to live a purposeful life is really about looking at that relationship with yourself, in your career, and in your personal relationships. But it's a bigger thing than just raising children.
So, Dr. Symington, I actually follow you on Twitter and just love every post that you create, because it's so inspiring. And I'm just curious as to what does it mean to live with passion? I know that Pam and I both live with passion every single day, but I'm not sure that most people understand what living with passion means.
Well, I like to say we each have the potential to be a full-blown flame. And like a candle serving its purpose, if we're just sitting on the shelf gathering dust, we're not living our purpose, and we're certainly not living with passion. We must be lit. We must really shine brightly. And so I'd like to move to 3 questions that people can ask. And do you really love how you're living your life?
That's a good one.
Does what you
I
are
like
doing
that.
Contribute to a higher good? Because we are made to be sparks of light for everyone. So
right,
does
service.
It contribute to a higher good? And does
right.
what you are doing make you shine in the eyes of others? I really like to shine, and I like people to shine. And so those are important things. Passion is about that. Purpose is about what am I to do with the rest of my life? And so passion is kind of the light, But purpose is what it is all about. What is this path you're supposed to take and you are taking? And that can change over time, for sure. It's not like we have to do one thing for the rest of our life. Crisis drives us inward, and we often find that our purpose changes as we begin to ask the now what questions.
Boy, is that the truth.
Oh, I love that. Crisis, you know, drives us inward. That's something that... Oh, gosh, you know, all the adversities of life and back and forth. So I love those three major questions. The issue of, you know, love, contribution, shining. So since we have these three major questions, what are three important steps that we can take to begin to move in the direction of living a purposeful life?
Well, I think becoming aware of whether we are on purpose, there's this nagging. Like when we start having that nagging from deep within, it's to, first of all, pay attention, be aware. And I like to ask people in my role as their helper, if there's a question, That's a soul nagging. So if somebody says to me, should I be doing this or should I continue this? Well, if we're just going along in life and we're doing what we should be doing, we don't question it. But number one, if there's a question, there's a question. A really good place to go is, if you had unlimited money and unlimited time, what would you be doing? Another one is, who do you admire? And what is it they admire? Because they're probably a mirror for you. Right. And so taking a look at what do you read about? Who do you admire? Who are these people that sort of really shine for you? Because they're probably a reflection that you too can follow. And the one that really is powerful, if you're listening at your own funeral and somebody's reading your obituary, what else needs to be said? What else, what other material do they need to have in their hand that they can read about you so you know that you have completed your purpose, your mission for being here? Those are some big ones I like to have people
Actually, that's a great exercise. That, you know, just sitting down, and I know it sounds a little morbid, but it's something that Stephen Covey of Seven Habits, you know, Highly Effective People also noted many years ago, and that is sit down, write your own obit. And what does it say? What are you proud of? Then that's when you go back to the love, contribution, shine, the awareness. You know, is there something you want to be doing? Have you done it? Have you achieved that goal? And that whole issue of admiration of other people. Were you able to emulate? Were you able to even go beyond that? I think that that's really neat. That's an interesting exercise.
So when you start to find your purpose, tell us about other important points that can help us to continue on that purposeful path, because I think that's another thing that we get, you know, as women, we're not always sure. And I always say when you're in the flow, I call it being in the flow. When you're in the flow, you know it and you don't question it. But when you're in the flow too, what are those other things? What are those things that are important points to continue down that purposeful path? Because you're going to, you know, at some point deal with obstacles, always. And how do you do that?
I think the first one is live with total integrity. Be totally honest in all interactions. Like, have a really high sense of standard of your own personal and professional ethics. And, you know, if you're in the workplace, do a fair and just job for the just wage. Too often we start, being too long on our own cell phones or on Facebook. And so the universe hears that, and it has big ears, and it will bring to you exactly what you put forth. I like to call that the law of the echo. Like, pay really close attention to what you do, and also what you think, what you say. The number two for me is being grateful. I am so aware that every time I'm grateful
I
for
love
something,
the gratitude.
I get more of it.
Dr. Symington, great. I love the gratitude. I love the integrity. I think we love everything. Thank you so much for being with us today to help us understand the ways we can have purpose and passion in our life.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.